This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition. Gene is in the United Kingdom right now in London, observing the war in Europe with the alarm bells ringing on an attack of the largest nuclear energy facility in Ukraine, if not in all of Europe. The uncertainty of that, the uncertainty of what will happen with the energy markets these next days, because right now the European Union is entertaining, seriously, cutting off all imports of Russian gas and Russian oil, all of it, cutting off the only source of income left for the Kremlin and for the Russian Central Bank. That will rock already shaken markets to do with the price of oil. But we come now to remarks by the President of the United States. We come home to talk about what the president's remarks mean for small businesses. Gene, I want to go past the war on Europe, which is extremely dire, and I want to go to what the president says about infrastructure. What does that mean for the American small businesses? We know infrastructure, we think of bridges, but this could in general be a reawakening of our communication system, our roads, and our ability to do business in America. Is that a fair interpretation of the president's emphasis?
It really is, John. I mean, his State of the Union speech, I had mixed takeaways from it, but I do admire when you talk about some of the things that he's trying to do for the economy is his support and investment in infrastructure with the recent passing of the infrastructure bill. It's $1.5 trillion that are going to be spent on some very needed projects in this country. And that's why, really, John, the infrastructure bill passed a couple months ago with bipartisan support. If you're a business owner, you talk to business owners across the country, and unless they are so far in opposition to the president that anything he does they're going to oppose, my clients and my community of business owners, they get it. They realize the importance of infrastructure in this country. And what is planned to be spent is going to have an enormous impact, an indirect impact, on many small companies around the country, mainly because the focus is going to be across the board on our energy grid, on broadband, on our roads, on our airport facilities, transportation facilities as well. It's the kind of thing that I think business owners expect the government to be spending their money on, defense and infrastructure, and they know that by doing that, it helps commerce, and commerce helps business to grow. So it was good to see him mention that again. It's good to see him support that. It had bipartisan support. And the other thing I like about it is no new taxes in this infrastructure bill, just a lot of accounting tricks to pay for it. Of course, everything in the end is new taxes, but nothing specifically stated. It's a good thing. And that was part of his State of the Union bill that speech that I did think was it was well accepted by a lot of small business owners.
Made in America, the president referenced a decision by Intel to invest in Ohio to build facilities to manufacture chips and perhaps build many facilities. That's for big businesses. How does this help small business, Gene?
It has a huge impact on small businesses. We've talked before in the past about my irritation sometimes when the rhetoric is against big businesses, and he had some of that rhetoric in this speech about, big people and big business and the wealthy should pay more taxes. But really, he uses examples of big businesses like Intel investing billions of dollars, Ford investing $11 billion in electric vehicles, GM doing the same thing. He's merging that with his goals for green energy and electric vehicles and climate change. And I get that. And that's another conversation. But what's more important is, when both big business and the government can get together and expand, some things that they are doing, like electric vehicles, that creates countless opportunities for not only the small businesses that work with those big businesses, because no big business has all that expertise in-house. They have to hire outside consultants and researchers and testers, and they buy products and parts from other smaller places. That really benefits those small businesses. But the more that those companies can get help from the government to minimize their risk so they can expand their operations, the more employees that they employ doing that, those employees then go out and spend money where, John? With small businesses. They buy pizza and they go to the retail shops and they're in their local neighborhoods, and that also impacts. So, listen, you can call it trickle down if you want, But it's just true. The more that the government gets involved with big business and in initiatives like this, the more small businesses around them will benefit.
The president also emphasized the Paycheck Fairness Act and the minimum wage and the child tax credit. Let's focus on the minimum wage, because your reporting points to the fact that Target, the chain Target, is talking about $24 an hour. I've heard other numbers, $18 an hour, to be mandated. Is this a positive, Gene, in any fashion, given inflation everywhere?
Well, I can tell you this much, John. I'm an opponent of a national increase to the minimum wage. The national increase, the minimum wage right now is $7.25 an hour. And that is that's obviously a very, very low wage. This is a local issue. And I've always believed it's a local issue. And also, it's up to a company to do what they want to do. Right now, the average minimum wage, according to the New York Times, is well above $15 an hour. When you take into consideration all the local jurisdictions, the states and the cities, and the big companies like Target that are paying in excess of $15 an hour. So if Target wants to pay what they want to pay for those employees, you know, that's up to them. The small businesses that are competing against Target, they're going to have to make some decisions about what they want to do. But I don't feel that the president should be making those decisions for them. That's up to them. And that's up to their local politicians, their local leaders, whether or not they should have an increased minimum wage overall. If Target is going to pay $24 an hour, by the way, John, I mean, it's different when you're in Oklahoma versus Los Angeles. So, you know, how that impacts the local businesses in those cities and states, again, that's just going to have to be something that they're going to have to address on their own. And I'd prefer that the federal government stays out of it.
Yeah, to generalize, Gene, about the State of the Union, there was the stirring opening about Ukraine. And then the president returned to his ambitions for his Build Back Better. He never used the term, but that many moving pieces of this Build Back Better. We have about a minute. Is there one part of Build Back Better that would help small businesses more than any other, Gene?
There's all of Build Back Better could help small businesses for sure, John. I mean, if they're going to be, you know, providing more paid time off, if they're going to be providing more child care, more funding for education, all of that ultimately helps small businesses. Unfortunately, though, the taxes and the spending that would be involved to do it would, I believe, have such an impact on the economy that it would have a detrimental effect to small businesses. The way to go about the Build Back Better is to break it into pieces and figure out which specific parts of the bill itself will have the most impact and the most return on investment.
Gene Marks.
Taken in total, not so, you know, it's detrimental.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK edition, where Gene is now happily in London, although it is wartime, and the US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.